Welcome to Maseches Yuma, Perek Ches, Mishnah Aleph, Chapter 8, Mishnah 1. This Mishnah finally talks about the Inuyim, the certain afflictions or the prohibited things in our observance of Yom Kippur, even nowadays. Says the Mishnah, Yom HaKippur and Yom Kippur, Aser is prohibited by Achila, eating, or Bishtiyam, and drinking,
Bechitza, washing with water,
Besicha, smearing oneself with oil, or Be'inas HaSando, wearing leather shoes, or betashmish hamitam, with marital relations. Vehamelech, says the Mishnah, and the king, vehakala, and a newly married bride, yirchatzuas penehim, they are permitted to wash their faces. The king is allowed to, because the pasuk says in Yeshaya, melech biyofsoi techsena inecha, a king in his beauty, in his glory, your eyes shall see. And the kala, so she shouldn't become unattractive to her husband. The Gemara says that she's considered a kala for 30 days after the chuppah. Ve'achaya, and a woman who just gave birth, tina lesasado, she is allowed to wear leather shoes on Yom Kippur because the cold or the discomfort is a problem for her. Dear Rabbi Lezer,
these are the words of Rabbi Lezer that says that a king and a kal are permitted to wash their faces.
The Chacham Moshim, the king said, the Chacham says, us or even for the king or the kala to wash their faces, or for the new woman who just gave birth to wear leather shoes. We pass him like Rabbi Eliezer. Let's see one more Mishnah. Mishnah Beis, Mishnah 2. Oicha, one of eats on Yom Kippur, kaseves agasa, the amount of a large date, kemayo kagari nasa, like it and its pit together, which is a little bit less than a kibetza. Vashaisa, one who drinks on Yom Kippur, maloy lugumav, a cheekful. That means to say a person were to take the liquid that they drink in their mouth and swish it to the side of their mouth, there would be a remarkable bulge from the liquid that's in their mouth. That is the amount that's prohibited, which is even less than a revius. It's just 2 ounces, 3 ounces maybe. Then a person who does it intentionally is chayiv kares, and if one does it accidentally, they are chayiv to bring a karban chatos. Says the Mishnah, kaloich limitzatim kasev, so a person ate a few different foods, but together there was the amount of a large date. Now, he also has to eat it, which is in a specific amount of time. And all the drinks also could combine to the cheekful. So a person drinks a little water and a little orange juice and a little wine, as long as cumulatively. And he drank it within a period of kedeach shtilas revius, or the amount of time that it would take to drink, which is prescribed, considered one shot. Then they're chayev, they're liable, even though it was different liquids. Says the Mishnah, however, that if a person eats and drinks, that means they have a partial shear, a partial amount of food, and a partial amount of drink, then the halacha is that the two of them do not combine, and the person is pater. Now it happens to be that in the Gemara, there's a very famous disagreement between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish pertaining to this Mishnah. Rabbi Yochanan says that even chatzi shear, even though a person doesn't get punished if they don't eat the full amount, but even eating less than the minimum amount, is aser min ha'Torah, is biblically prohibited. And Rabbi Shlakish holds the chatzi shir mutter min ha'Torah, that biblically one is not chayav, it's not prohibited to eat less than the prerequisite amount. However, they both agree that midrabanan, rabbinically, it's prohibited for a person to even eat a small amount on Yom Kippur. Wishing you a wonderful day and an excellent upcoming week.